I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I ask His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me. I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above, to the far distant shore. Many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. To the valley of death I've been led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast, and His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the roll's called up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. They'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the roll's called up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory. And He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. I talked with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I asked His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. If you're too proud to ask for forgiveness, I mean, we're born in sin, we're shipped in iniquity, we're going to defile ourselves many times in a day to day, but just sometimes just with your thoughts, you entertain your thoughts, and you need to walk completely in forgiveness for the Lord, because if you say you have no sin, you're a liar. Mm-hmm. It's very important. Examine yourself. It says examine yourself to see if you're okay with the Lord, you know, and many times it just might be just a thought, you know, mm-hmm. just a filthy thought or an animosity towards somebody, a grudge against somebody, things like that, little things. Just the devil, how it starts, that's how it starts, with a little negative thought or a vengeance over somebody that might have looked at you the wrong way or something like that. I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. You have to. Yes, it's forgiveness. It's, you know, to pray. And we have a truth, you know. We have so much to be grateful for. If I could repay, I'd be only too willing. You know, we try our level best to tell people about truth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because we have a truth, and we've got this website, we tell people all around the world where it's at, and at least at the end of the day, we'll have done something.
Mm-hmm.
But if people accept it or not, that doesn't really, nothing we can do about that. At least we've done something with our lives. We put our life on the line, and we went to every religious hellhole to find truth. We were looking for something, and we didn't stop until we found it. If everybody would do that, they'd have something to show up for. See, we didn't stop until we found that, as ist eine Ruhe gefunden, you know. We found that peace, and then now all we're doing now, we're putting it out there for whosoever will. That's as far as we can go with people. We can bring them into our circle and do this, that, and the other. It's each to his own, you know. We're not trying to promote a community-style living where you bring everybody into your circle and feed them and all that stuff. That's garbage. That's not the way it works. You bring in, many times you bring a rattlesnake in your home. You don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been caught up in that stuff. That's what happens to the early church. They brought in they allowed these antichrists to come in, and before you know it, they had invaded the whole church. At first, it was just a deed, and it was a talk conversation, and then it was all talk, and they eventually evolved into synagogues of Satan. But it didn't start up with a synagogue of Satan. That's how the devil, he liked to infiltrate this little thing here. And we keep our distance. We put it on the internet if you want it. There it is. So saturate yourself every day with it. If you want to learn something, if you want to hear the truth, well, this is the only place you're going to find the truth. We put our life on the line. We did everything we possibly knew to do to prepare ourselves to bring a truth out here in these closing days of time, and we're walking with the Lord. The Lord, we could have never found that midnight cry on our own. How many millions of people is out there reading about the midnight cry? How many times did I read it? It wasn't until the Lord opened it up and he now gave me a revelation on that midnight cry. When I saw at midnight there was a cry, then I saw the whole end time hinges on that one scripture. At midnight there was a cry. And if you haven't got it yet, you need to pray to God to let you, to give you a revelation on it, because once you get the revelation on it, your whole world is consumed, and you know that on February 28, 1963 was the middle of Laodicea. And once you know that, once you get, see, I can talk till I'm blue in the face, but I can't give people a revelation. I can only tell it, and then you pray that God will let you see what I'm trying to tell here. Everything that we said, you need to find out, you go to the Lord. Lord, is this so? Is this true? Help me to believe, like back in the day. I believe, but help my unbelief. Mm-hmm. You know, we're talking about some very heavy stuff here, you know, and it's hard to digest the things we say, because society has lulled people to sleep, mm-hmm. that the things that you and I say, they're so detrimental that people can't digest it, because they're completely off the norm. You know?
Yeah, why it's do you, that's right. Why do you think that Cardi can come up with and take certain scriptures out and the Lord's Prayer and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's because society lets them. Christianity becomes wishy-washy, and then, you know, you come to a place where you're at now with Carney there, the most
corrupt person ever walked through letter.
That's right, and it comes to that part when people don't stand up for the truth and become wishy-washy, and everything starts to slip, and that's why these leaders can come in and do what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't become a synagogue of Satan overnight, like you said. It evolved into it. Satan slowly creeps in. First, they left their first love, the Church of Ephesus. Then slowly, Satan started infiltrating with that Nicolaitan spirit. And then it came right down to taking away the water baptism in Jesus' name.
That's the way the devil does. If he can get his foot in the door. Believe you me, he'd like to get his foot in here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's done it once or twice. He's got these tugs, then these tugs. If they can. And then once they get in, what they do, the first thing that Jared was out of here, he had one ambition, mm-hmm. to make us look like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he left here. He left here with the intention to go back and tell his people where he comes out of, and his friends and his relatives and all that, to tell them what happened to him here. That he got here, and we cast the devil out of him, and the Lord, he saw the truth for the day, and he left with these intentions. But he's barely going down the street. I don't need them suckers. And what does he do? He turns around and see if he can smear us, you know? He had one ambition, to see if he can't smear us. And then he went on the war path, but God, rich in mercy, he got me to write that, the message that I sent to his grandpa down at Greenwald. And when I told him about it, he almost freaked out. Because he had every intention to make us look like garbage, just like that Ken did. That was driving with me for 2-3 years. All his ambition was, at the end of the day, let's be those two people. Mm-hmm. Let's tell everybody around the world that this and Sam and Lorraine are shacking up. And there's absolutely no proof or nothing about it. Just as long as he can smear us. Because I already told him I'm not fellowshipping with you anymore. He already know I put him in the outs. But then on the way out, they smear us. And it doesn't bother to us, you know, because now people look at us as if that's the case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not the case. Up on the mountain, they follow the Lord for day. We crowned the hunger. He would not send them away. A little boy had some fishes and a few loaves of bread. But after so many, with just a little be fed. He held it toward heaven with hands that had not yet been nailed. They watched him with wonder, though surely this time he would fail. But as he reached it to them, they could see down deep in his eyes. They can always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving till their hunger was satisfied. He started with so little, but oh how the Lord multiplies. And when he was finished, the one was removed from their eyes. They could always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. I feel him so often, sometimes I grow faint in my heart. He's been so faithful, he always does more than his part. He never leaves me, though I've often strayed from his side. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. He just keeps giving and giving till our hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, but oh how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my eyes. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. I feel him so often, sometimes I grow faint in my heart. He's been so faithful, he always does more than his part. He never leaves me, though I've often strayed from his side. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. And he just keeps giving and giving till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, but oh how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my eyes. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. And he just keeps giving and giving till my hunger is satisfied. He started with so little, But oh, how the Lord multiplies. And when he is finished, the want is removed from my eyes. I'll always trust Jesus, for he has an endless supply. You may wonder why I choose to live this way. And you may wonder how I make it through today. Well, I found the answer when I fell down on my knee. I would rather live for him more than anything. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold. Than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything, now it's all up to you. I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold. Than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure is over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything, now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold. Than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. You don't need very much to survive. Mm-hmm. When the disciples were done with their life at the end of the day, and their life, they thank God that he allowed them to walk in this world in a very simple form. Ich danke dir Gott, dass du uns hast lassen, Einfältigkeit und in der göttlichen Lautigkeit auf dieser Welt leben. They just kind of try to make it as simple as they could. You don't need all these luxuries and all everything you see. We got a very simple lifestyle. And even at that, we got more than we really... kind of low key, eh? Mm-hmm. Compared to other people. But that's where it's at. Just live as simple as you can. And you get the truth. You get the truth for your day. It's how, that's why the truth is precious to us, you know. The truth is marching on. We can absorb the truth because we don't have all that baggage, you know.
That's right.
Pretty hard to absorb truth when your mind is on all the little trinkets and all. You want everything that everybody else has. Well, the other guy's got a nicer house than I have and all that stuff. Well, let him have it. I don't care. We're content, eh? Mm-hmm. And we're content with the little that we have. The love of God is great.
The love of God is greater far
than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest end. The guilty pair bow down with care. God gave his son to win. His air and shine. and pardon from his sin. O Lamb of God, our rich and pure, our measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saint and angel's song. When hoary time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong, redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels' song. O love of God, so rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Could we within the ocean fill, and were the skies a parchment made, where every star on earth a quill, and every man a scribe a tree, to write the love of God above, would drain the ocean dry, nor can the straw contain the hope, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, our rich and pure, our measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.
That's a good subject. His truth is marching on. It's good to have the truth, eh?
Mm-hmm.
You can talk about it. If we didn't have it, we'd just be beating our gums together. But see, we got the truth, and the truth is marching on. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. We just tapped into something, like real. We really tapped into something when we found the truth for our day. And it was here all along. We were drifting, and we were searching, and we were looking, and here all along, the truth's been marching on. It's actually since 1963 when God was shifting gears,
mm-hmm.
and he gave the revelation of the book, opened up the book of Revelation out in Sabino Canyon when he gave Brother Brennan with. And without that, it's useless to live.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to live out here in a world of unbeknown, not knowing what's going on, spiritually speaking. But God, back in 1963, he brought that prophet, that Malachi 4 prophet, up to the Sabina Canyon, and that's the truth for your day. And everything shifted gears, and all of a sudden, oh man, people came from all over the world to hear him talk about the seven seals. The book of Revelation was completely opened up, and people are missing it. They're out there preaching, thinking they can figure it out. But see, you and I, we tapped into it,
mm-hmm.
because the truth was, we were 1963, I didn't even have ever thought about God or not. And I was, didn't even know that anything like that existed.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the Lord had it all prepared, and then I think it was about 1994 when I finally come to the revelation that God sent a prophet.
You know? Right.
And then I did realize I got to listen to what that prophet had to say.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing they told me, you got to get baptized in Jesus' name. And man, a living. It's been a gold mine ever since. And then when you find something of such a high treasure, you want to share it with everybody. Then, like mm-hmm. I said, the first person I shared it with told my, was my wife. And then I told these Hutterites and they didn't want it. But see, the truth keeps marching on, whether people like it, whether they take it or not. And to this day, that's the only message we have. The truth is marching on. And we found the prophet of the day, Brother Branham, and then when he was done with him, 65, that truth didn't stop. It just kept marching on through the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson. And what the devil does, he makes sure everybody, he diverts everything. Like he doesn't want nobody to find out the truth. Look at what we, you and I, had to pay to find truth. And,
mm-hmm.
and here it is, the land of the living. And we had to lose it all. We had to put our life on the line, willing to lose it all for the sake of Christ, for the sake of truth, for the sake of the Word. We are where we are because of the Word of God. Just like
that's
John,
right.
He was out on the Isle of Patmos because of the Word of God. He stood for truth, and that's all here. You and I, we're standing for the truth, and to this day, they got us on the outs. Who are they? These are these religious zealots, these scorpions. We call them tugs, and we call them uncircumcised Philistines, because behind it is the spirit of Satan, whether mm-hmm. people like it or not. I know we talk very plain, but you have to talk that plain here in these closing days of time where you know, where it's either, everything is lukewarm. They can't handle hot or cold. You and I, we're calling out the way it is. We're not walking on eggshells anymore. You used to be afraid a little bit. If I say this, it'll offend this person. Or if I say it'll offend this. And who cares if it offends somebody? We're here. We're telling people the truth exactly what it is. And I done a lot of research. I went and took a microscope to the scriptures. You can do exactly what we're saying here. You could go to and look at it. What happened back in the garden? As soon as God said that, he gave them a complete perfect planet, a perfect animal kingdom, a perfect environment. And here is Satan in the background. He's got one ambition. How can I mess this thing up? And it's his business. Game plan throughout history. Every time God comes down, does something, he's in there, I keep saying, like a dirty old troublemaker, just like the Democrats and the Obamas and all these tugs and all these religion. When God does something, Satan is there, and he uses whatever he can get his dirty hands on, and the most powerful weapon that he has here in this world is religion. He uses religion, and they come out like a pious, like they're really holy, these holy people. I know, I went back, and I, some short time back, I went back, and I was wondering, where did that commune style living come from? It came right back at the days of Martin Luther. Martin Luther came out, the just shall live by faith, and single-handedly he put these dark ages, all thousand years of dark ages, religious bondage, he put that whole Roman Catholic Church out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Simply by one phrase, the just shall live by faith. And the guy, guess what Satan does? He sits back, and I write it, I went back into history. You could go check us out. You could do exactly what I did. I went back and I found out in 1530, along comes Zwingli, along comes Jakobuter, along comes Andrea, and there's a movement going, and what's their main thrust? Their main thrust is rebelling against the truth. It's just that simple. Trying to put Martin Luther out of commission to just to live by faith, and oh, we got this, oh, we found this new way. You gotta really have brotherly love. You gotta come and work together, live together in a commune style. If it's in there, you get the results now. Now here in these end times, we're taking the covers off. Never was nothing, it'll never be nothing. It was all created by people rebelling against the truth, and behind it is the spirit of Satan. That Hutterite thing, it's so diabolic, it is so deceptive that Here we come along and we're taking a rapture. They're telling people there's nothing in it. It never was nothing and it never will be nothing. Sure, they got these sermons and they got these, they can really preach up a storm, but you got to go back to the foundation of it. What was the foundation of it? What the foundation of it was to destroy everything Martin Luther. And you can go back to the early church. What was Satan's play when he sent in these antichrist? He sent in these antichrist to destroy that water baptism. And 300 years later, at 325 AD, he succeeded and destroyed Acts 2:38. And then he brought in the Dark Ages. See, you and I, we're not stupid. We went back. We're actually, by spiritually speaking, we're detectives. We're spies for the Lord. We're private detectives. We analyze everything. We take everything through the microscope of Scripture, and then once we find out what's going on, then that's why today we can speak boldly. We can say these people, these communes, these are nothing but synagogues of Satan, because we went back to this. You got to go back to the foundation of it. Like I keep saying, that Zwingli and all these guys, they were just rebelling against the truth, because God had a truth. Just to live by faith, and they did never work overtime to see if they cannot demolish it. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence once again, give you thanks for another day of life, for the many things you do for us, Lord. Lord, we're about to talk on the scripture here, on the subject about truth, Lord. And we just pray you'll take what we're saying, Lord, and we, first of all, we want to thank you that you found us worthy and faithful and true to deliver out this meat in due season and to bring out a truth here. And his closing day of the time, you not only started the work, once you let us know, saying, I'm coming soon, and then you gave us the crystal clear picture of the revelation of that midnight cry, and before our very eyes, you unfolded the end time picture, and let us know exactly right, exactly when you're going to once again restore Israel. Back in the day, you were asked, will you at that time once again restore Israel? And you let them know it's not for you to know, it's not going to happen in your time frame, and Lord, you've given you, Lorraine and I, the understanding of that when you once again restore Israel, right down to the day, right down to the very minute when you went off that scene of mercy and you started the work, you begin the 70th week of Daniel, that God, we see it in the scripture. There's only 1 week left for the Jews, and now we're in the restoration of all things. Lord, you've given us that understanding, and it's priceless, and all we're doing, Lord, we're putting it out there, but we need you to help us, to inspire it in the hearts of the people, make it come alive, because there's only so much we can do. We can only put it out there, but that's why I've always asked the Lord that you would give that increase. Open up the hearts of the people, because we can only do so much, Lord. We just pray you'll just continue to do it as you see fit, Lord. You got our life, and you got to just pray you'll just move on us, and now us to say and do whatever you want us to say and do, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. You see, we're not just two fly by nights that decided we're going to do something one day. We the Lord led and guided us to where we are today with a strong and mighty arm, and we had to do exactly what the scripture said. If you're not willing to lose everything, if you're not willing to give up your home, your house, your wife, your children, your land, everything for the sake of Christ, then you're not worthy to be mine. And if you keep saying it over and over again, if you cannot, like back in the days of Hosea, because they rejected the word of their hour. Hosea was the word of their hour. Jeremiah was the word of their hour and his day. And then it goes on to Isaiah. And it goes on right down, just before down to Jesus. And then before Jesus went to Calvary, he said, this will be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then you go into the first chapter of the book of Revelation. There John turned around and he saw Jesus standing where with seven stars in his right hand. And then he goes on to explain, John, the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, they're the seven angels to the church ages throughout the great age and age. And if you could take connect yourself with these seven stars, and here in the church age of Laodicea, we happen to have one of that seven stars with a special And he said, behold, I'll send you Elijah the prophet. He wants that seventh star that Jesus said he's going to send in the closing days of time, even the church age, the later. We just happened to tap into it by God's grace because we were willing to give up everything that we had for the sake of Christ and for the sake of truth. And we're still continuing on. Yeah, we stumbled this way and that sometimes three steps back into our head, but we just kept on having our radar. We have a truth here in the closing days of time. And then the Lord woke me up one morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, saying, I'm coming soon. And he just kept adding to it. And as time went on, he gave me the revelation of that midnight cry. And we've been going ever since. We tell the people, we put it out there. Now, if people want it, fine. If not, they can go out and look at these and search for things out in these. I call them spiritual hell holes, that's all they are, because they're out there simply for one reason, and one reason to deceive you. Just like that early, when they came at the early church, back in the days of the apostles, they came in with all kinds of different ideas, just trying to create problems, create chaos in the camp. And by 325 AD, they had that whole church world so uptight against each other. This guy said this, and this guy said that, and this preacher said that, this bishop said that, and before you know it, the emperor had to come in and settle the score. And when he was done, he's passed the constitution. From now on, we're going to be baptizing people in the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So that's where that diabolical satanic water baptism came in. It came in because from the origins of Satan. Behind was the spirit of Satan because the early church had gone to sleep. It looks like Paul warned, after our departure, grievous wolves could come in. And that's the trick of Satan. You can see it by 1520 AD or 1520 when Martin Luther came on the scene, he's doing the same old trickery. He brings in Zwingli and he brings in Martin Jakob Luther, and he brings in all these religious zealots who could 10 times speak probably plainer than Martin Luther ever taught us speaking. That's been his trade. You can go back in biblical history. That's what he did coming through him. Traveling through the wilderness. Satan had his tongue. He had that core or that another rebelling against everything that Moses did. And here, right to this very day, that's the Satan's trick. But see, you and I, we're onto his trick. We're not stupid. We're not ignorant of his cunning device, evil. Just like that early church. They were not ignorant of Satan's cunning trickery that he tried to bring in. And as long as they were around, and we couldn't get in. It's the same thing here. As long as Brother Jackson was around, they couldn't come in with their diabolical teaching that we're in the third day or after 2 days, and all that garbage that James Allen and all these thugs try to bring into the church. But see, you and I, we're a different species. We're on the alert. We're watching what all this happened. We didn't know what's going on, but we went to the Lord about it, and we found out they're nothing but Satan, agents of Satan, Satan behind the scenes. He set this whole thing up, and he knew exactly where people are weak. He knew what James Allen was weak. He sent in Bud Thompson to divert him, to lift him up to the point where he couldn't even reason with the man anymore. And that's behind it. You can see the spirit of Satan. Before you know, they had that church down there, Faith Assembly, when Brother Jack was up in arms, and before you know it, he brings in, that's what Satan does, he brings in 2 line of thought. We're in the third day. Well, there are some people, they didn't believe that you and I didn't believe that we're in the third day, because the third day is the millennium. And there's people that still believe against garbage, but see, it was up to that God allowed to separate us, because at the end of the day, God was looking, who is then that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord has found favor to deliver meat in due season? And we're the only two people that has still holding on to the truth that to be given in the church age of leadership. That's our main trust. That's our main conversation. To hold on to the truth that be given to the church age of leadership. That's why we go back, keep going back to these 7 stars where Jesus said, this is going to be eternal life. Anything outside of these 7 stars is not eternal life in it. And that Zwingli and that Jakob Hutter and that Andreas, they were not interconnected to that 5th star, which was Martin Luther. All they would have had to do, connect themselves to Martin Luther, and then all that church age had to do, stay with the just to live by faith until John Wesley came on the scene. And then you shift gear and you go up a notch, and then it's all about holy living, a holy life God requires of us. And then you go on, and then when he was done in 1906, along comes the Church Age of Laodicea, and that's the beginning of it. And along come Vincent, along come Brother Brennan, and he was the voice of that seventh angel. We got it so plain out here. It's, even a child can understand it. And it's a foolproof step. This is going to be eternal life that they believe in them and I will send. That's our anchor. That's what we believe. That's where we stand. And no devil in hell is going to change us away from that. They can try. But we know what we went through to find this end time message. As is eine Ruhe gefunden. We found that peace. And that peace can be found for each and every individual that can bring themselves to the place to believe what we're telling you here. There's nothing else outside that angel of the church, angel of the seer, and then he goes on to Brother Jackson, and now you and I have been found faithful by the Lord of glory, and all we got one message now left. Prepare yourself for the marriage supper of the Lamb. It's just that simple.
When you let go of truth, that's where the lie comes in. And that's what happened in the early church. They let go of truth, and then the lie could come in. Like the devil doesn't use a guy off the street. He uses these intellectual-minded people in order to deceive people. And you can see these philosophers and these intellectual people came in with their different version of baptism. And then when the early church, they left their first love. And then, you know what happens then? You start organizing. And that's where the devil started creeping in to organized religion. And that's what you can see happen all through time. But, you know, there's a lot of people that they go and study things out until they're blue in the face. Like a lot of people, they know scripture better than anybody else. And the devil knows it too. But he knows it enough to pervert it, mm-hmm. just like he did in the garden. He knew what God said, and he knew how to pervert what God was saying. And that's how these intellectual-minded people, how the devil uses these intellectual-minded people to do that. And you can see that all God had to do to yank the people out of the dark ages was the just shall live by faith. It's quite supernatural when you look at it. He just had to give one truth and then yank that whole system out of its control. And then you see that how God does these things. And a lot of people in our hour, like these high theologians out there, they study the Bible. Like you can see that John Hagee, sometimes he really studies out something. And I've heard him one time how he studied out scripture where God made a covenant with Abraham, and he had these he went through the furnace there, the fiery furnace. And you can see how these people study things out. But you know, there's a scripture that comes to me in Psalms 125:2. It says, "It is vain for you to rise early, come home late, and work so hard for your food. Yes, he can provide for these who he loves, even when they sleep." Mm-hmm. And that's when you will look at how God reveals these things by his Spirit, like it says in 1 Corinthians. "But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God." And that's what our spirit was searching for, the deep things of God. I know I had such a hunger to know what happened in the garden. And when God saw that hunger was right, and that I would be willing to receive what really happened in the garden instead of my own ideologies, God allowed me to come across the book about Brother Brenham, and he explains what happened in the garden. See, when your motives are pure and your intentions are right, like it says here, God will give it to you sleeping. Mm-hmm. Like these people go out and they try to find something. But when your motive and what you really don't even know what you want yourself, then you're going to go all over God's green earth to try to find something, because in it you're trying to still feed an ego. But if you're searching out for the truth, that God will lead you to it, like it says. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. And that's what He did. He revealed these things to us by His Spirit. Like Brother Branham, all he had to do was go up to Sabina Canyon, where God wanted him to go. That's where God was leading him to go. All his life, he knew somewhere, some in time, he's going to have a rendezvous there in Arizona somewhere. And God led his journey to go down to Arizona, there at Sabina Canyon there, and there was this great explosion there that he heard, that midnight cry, that angelic formation of in the sky with clouds, a sign in the heavens was formed, that great event took place here in our lifetime, took place in 1963, that great event. Even the heavens showed signs of it. And then he went down to Indiana, Jeffersonville, and he preached those seven seals. God revealed it by mm-hmm. His Spirit. He opened up his understanding and gave him a revelation what those seals represent in the Bible. See, that's how God, when you walk with Him, and then He opens up these things. A lot of people, they want to, like this Joan Hagee. I'm just using him as example because I heard him one time how he studied that scripture out. He really put a lot of effort in, and then he came up with this idea. But God can reveal these things like in a split second to you, if you have a true desire to know truth. God just opens it up to you, and like it says here, He gives it to you sleeping. Like some people, they go out and labor for it, and they really put in an effort. I think they even lose a lot of weight. That's how much they put in energy to try to figure these things out, these intellectual minds. And we have a lot of intellectual minds in our day. Like John Hagee is an intellectual mind, and a lot of these theologians, they go study out the scripture. But it's not about studying out the scripture. It's being God revealing these things to us by His Spirit. And that's how you come to the knowledge of the truth. And I came to the knowledge of the truth because I came to the end of myself. I said, Lord, not my will, Your will. What do You have? And then He opened up His word to me.
Exactly like you're saying. He gives it to him sleeping. Mm-hmm. I wasn't really even looking for things. And then one night, 2 o'clock in the morning, I had a clock on the wall at that Westminster chime, and right between that ding dong that chimed, a shrill small voice in my spirit, audible voice, same, I'm coming soon. Same, I'm coming soon. You had to really take your ears to hear it. It was so quiet, and then that's where that song comes in. That endless supply, he just keeps giving and giving. And that was way back in the early 90s when the Lord came to me and He said, I'm coming soon. And from that time on, I was on a mission. The Lord just kept going. And as I believed Him, I believed it was the Lord. I lost interest in the things of this world. That's why I could walk away from all that wealth and all that religiology, and just walk on with the Lord and lose everything, because I knew the minute I tell people my experience and the minute I go to that prayer meeting that I told you about, I might as well just commit hallelujah suicide, because once you do that in the colony, you're toast, you're done, you're out of here, and they don't even let you explain what's going on. Mm-hmm. But see, God just kept on moving me on, And as time progressed, he gave me the revelation of the midnight cry. And once I got that, I saw the end time approaching, and I saw right down to the day when Satan is going to be tied up and his 6,000 years expire. And where did we get it from? As we kept believing the Lord, he led us to the ministry of Brother Branham. And we're one of those people that Jesus, one day he prayed, he said, "Father, I thank thee, God of heaven and of earth, that you have hid these things from the wise and the prude." There's people out there, they're searching and they're looking, they're paid big dollars to go through this seminar, but they're just... They're not the wise and the prude. And God has hid it from them, and they're searching and looking. They can't find it here. Just two simpletons here, just hungry for God. And here God reveals it to you and I, his whole end time picture. And then he gives us the responsibility to put it out there. If people want it, fine. If not, it's still the truth that we give. We have a truth to give. We have the time frame. We have the time chart. We know exactly when that midnight cry happened. And from there on, we know exactly when Jesus is going to go off to see the mercy. He did go off on October 15, 2021. And then the 7 years began. And the 7 years is the countdown till end of Satan's reign. And then the very day that his 6,000 years run out, that very day that angel comes down and he can't wait to throw him into hell because his 6,000 years are up. It's just that has been allotted to him. God does things, and he didn't have to explain to me why he's doing it or how many years. But I saw it in the description. I read it through the ministry. I found out through the ministry of Brother Branham, because you and I, we were teachable. God, he's revealed him unto me, such as would learn. That's where we got all our information from. We did, plus the Lord added to it just the way he does it. Sometimes you got to listen to somebody else, and then sometimes he'll use this person. But if you're not teachable, then he can't do nothing with you. Like that one guy said, "Sam, I won't believe a word you're saying, even if I knew it was true." See, some people, they will just not take any advice from somebody else, and they figure if God wants to show him, he'll tell me to himself. Well, what if he wants me to tell you? So see if you're teachable. Mm-hmm. That's how they luck themselves out from further revelation. Sometimes the Lord use somebody else to tell you it's the next leg of the journey. So almost like sometimes it's like a peanut hunt, mm-hmm. you know. Sometimes the Lord, you got to go sometimes thousands of miles to find the answer. I had to go out all the way out to Vancouver to find that God sent the prophet, and then I had to go all the way out to send them to Kelowna to find out God sent the chief apostle. That's where I got involved and introduced to the ministry of Brother Branham. I had to go all the way to Kelowna, B.C., and there was a man listening, and he said, "You mind if I put on a tape?" And he put on a tape from Raven M. Jackson. And once he did that, I was hooked. But I had to go out there, and I had to be teachable, and I had to allow myself to be taught. And then here the Lord gave us the responsibility to continue on with the program. That's all we're doing. We're just continuing on with the truth. The truth is marching on, and here it is. All people, they don't have to go through what we had to go through. They don't have to pay the price. All they got to do now, just exactly what the Bible says, "My oxen have been butchered, my cattle have been killed." All you got to do is come and partake of the waters of life freely. This here, what we're saying on a day-to-day, this is the waters of life. And all you got to do is believe it, and you'll end up, I don't know how God does it, but you'll end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb. Because the things we say in there, 100% accurate. Just that simple.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we give you thanks, Lord, for the truth that has been marching on, Lord, that you have revealed these things to us, Lord, by your Spirit, Lord, because we were hungry, Lord, for truth. We were hungry for your word, and you opened up our understanding, Lord, and we give you thanks for that. We know there's a lot of deceptions going on out there, and when people let go of truth, deception sets in, just like these governments that Cardi can do what he wants, Lord. It's because people let go of truth and they become wishy-washy, like the church age of Laodicea have become, Lord. Lukewarm and all the things that is written of it. And rich in need of nothing. And that's why these governments can come in and introduce laws, Lord, that are wicked and evil, Lord. So, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that you'll continue to have us to speak truth, Lord, and to walk in truth, Lord, and that we, like it says, buy the truth and sell it not, Lord. So we can always be on fire and on and spiritually alive, Lord, and defend the truth and what has been given to us in our church age. We just want to give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.